Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 62 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. And the title of this episode is Husband's Desire to Protect and Provide. I'm here again, rejoicing, having my husband by my side, William Harris. And together, God has blessed us with three sons. And we have two daughter-in-laws, we have three grandchildren, and also a step-grandchild. And so we're very thankful and very happy to be here to share with you today. And this month, our topic is how we can give respect to our husbands. And if you're not married, you still need to know how to give respect to men that may come into your lives. So I'd like to welcome again my husband, William Harris.
Good evening. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again as we discuss different ways that a husband can protect and provide for his family.
Well, William, I'm not going to say a whole lot. I'll just give you some time and thank you again for being here.
Okay. We want to have you open up to Colossians chapter 3. And as we go down, there's a few verses of scripture in verses 18, 19, and 20. But 18 just says, wives, submit to your own husband as is fitting to the Lord. But verse 19 says, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. You know, that's a big word in the sense of being harsh with them. Because tonight we want to talk about protecting and providing, we have to not only protect our wives from physical harm, from anybody who would seek to harm them, and to provide for them physically as well, and place them in good living quarters, and give them a safe car to drive, and even with our children, sometimes we don't think about it that way, that as head of your own household, you should really be there protecting your wife from your children. So in verse 20, when it does say, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. And fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. So tonight, as we share just a few things about that position of overseer, the position of protecting and providing, even to the point of death, that you will lay down your life for your wife, like Christ laid down his life for us. So, a few points I'd like to mention tonight, and one of them is, I really do look up to you for feeling responsible for me. What I mean by that is, ladies, do you really look up to your husbands for being responsible for you, to provide and to protect for you? Do you look up to him with that? Or do you just take that for granted? That's important. That helps show respect for him that you look up to him. Another point, do you tell him just how deeply you are touched by the fact that he would be willing to die for you? You know, if an intruder broke into your home, would you jump up and say to your spouse, can you go answer the door? Or would you be there to protect her from anyone that's trying to come into your home unwanted? Whether they had a weapon or, just the fact that they're much bigger than you. We have the Lord on our side, so we have nothing to fear. And last but not least, when we talked about providing, do you praise him for his commitment to provide, ladies? You know, there's that old saying, bring home the bacon. We're living in a society today where some women make more than their husbands. But that shouldn't matter. There's the fact that they are one and that they are working together is important. Now, God set up the order. The man should be the head. He should be leading in spiritual things, prayer. He should be leading and taking them to church on Sundays. But at the same time, he should have everything in order to provide for that family, making sure that the home is cared for and properly manicured, that the mortgage is paid, the utilities is paid, all those sorts of things. Let his spouse know just how much he loves her.
Wham, I know you do that definitely. When Wham came around, when I was just still with my father, I was the only girl with four brothers. And so my four brothers were overprotective. And so I didn't even know whether I would ever get married because they didn't like any guy that came around. But my father really liked Wham. Wham showed him responsibility. And so my father knew that he could entrust me to Wham so that Wham would protect and provide for me. And I have, as I said in our last episode, I've been with Wham for over 40 years, and Wham has always provided for our family and has always protected us. And so I am very grateful, and I don't take it for granted. And I really do think, ladies, whether we verbally say it, whether you go out and get a card, whether you maybe prepare his special meal, or whether you just come alongside of him, give him a back rub, or do something special that you know he likes. This would be a good month as we focus on the men in our lives, showing them respect, to do something to show appreciation, to show respect, to show that they are special. My Papa Bear is very special to me, and I want him to always know that by the way I behave and act with him. Now, I'm sure he can attest with you. I'm not perfect, but I always do try to make sure that he knows that I love him and that there is no one that can take his place.
Well, ladies, we're concluding tonight, and we just thank you so much for listening to us. Think about it. Does your husband protect and provide for you? Don't take that for granted. That's important in the situation that we're living in our society today. So remember, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.